Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I got nipples. Can you milk me?
Won't be for lack of trying.
Yeah. A little dry this morning and raw, by the way.
So or lack careful. Of lactation.
There you go.
Dry.
Mr. Skin, speaking of lactation, he'll phone the program later on this morning. And also Bill Nye, the science guy. He will be phoning the program. Petey Mack will be here. Craig Evans. It's a Monday. Lightning bolt. What's it called? Rainbow shooting out of your ass on a Monday morning? Get out of work.
Every morning.
Get to work and have a good time.
Rainbows shooting out of my ass, propelling me out of bed.
Take on the day, as they say. Take on the day.
Seize the day.
Thank you for starting.
Grab it by the scruff of the neck and make it your own. Be open to joy.
On a Monday.
Carpe neck.
Yeah.
Seize the neck.
There you go. It was on this date in 1998. You might remember where you were, actually, this time.
I might.
After 9 years on the air, NBC aired the final episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, I watched it at the house wherever I was living in 98. I'm trying to think. Oh, I know where I was at.
Enough of that. Yeah. Oh, I remember. Nothing.
That was the highlight of that period. Yeah, it was the Seinfeld finale.
Yeah.
76 million people.
98.
Watched.
Yeah, they ended up in jail for being bad human beings, something like that. It was not the greatest ending, but it was also an ending that was appropriate for that show because the show was basically about nothing, but it was a good show.
It was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't need some over-the-top finale.
No, they didn't.
It was fine. Members of the U.S. delegation are in Israel for the opening of the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem.
Why'd they choose a pastor that hates Jews?
Well, hates Jews, hates Mormons.
Hates gays. Yeah.
I believe hates Islam.
Yeah, definitely hates Islam.
Yeah, hates Islam, Jews, hates the Mormons.
Yeah. This is the guy that Trump chose. And
hates the Jews.
I'm sure that guy chose. I'm sorry.
But he's not saying anything that a lot of Christians don't believe.
I know. I that's what's so crazy. It's Jerusalem, right?
Yeah.
And you know who's happy about is Israel, which is mainly Jewish country. Only Israel's happy about it, right? Yeah, but still.
Christians believe that Mormonism is a heresy from the pit from hell. From the pit of hell, a lot of Christians believe that Jews cannot be saved by Jesus Christ, and a lot of people believe that Islam is a religion that promoted pedophilia.
That's what always drove me crazy about organized religion is because when they always show people all getting along, all these faiths get along. Well, don't you all believe everybody else sucks?
Yes.
I mean, you really, at the core of it, you can kumbaya all you want, but you don't think the other person is going to heaven.
Whatever heaven you believe in.
Which is
fine. That's their deal.
I know, but it's stupid. Let's say what it is. You're not.
Everybody can't be in the club.
Oh, that's a good point.
But if you apply that logic, then somebody's wrong.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are wrong.
But it's you.
Yeah, but it might be that. Might be you.
You.
No, I'm an atheist, so how could
you are wrong, and you are wrong, and you are wrong.
No, I haven't brushed up on my scriptures for quite a while, so.
Good thing.
Good thing Craig is around to help me out with
You are wrong.
Isn't that where Jesus is going to land to start the Armageddon?
See, that's why Mormonism is a heresy from the pit of hell.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
I thought that's why we needed Jerusalem.
Yeah, it is.
Jerusalem. That's why
Christians want to. That's why Christians love Israel, because they want to. The hardcores want to keep him around because Jesus is supposed to show up there.
Yeah, we got to go back.
But then when Jesus shows up, all the Jews go to hell. So it's crazy.
But I think it's specifically he gets
work
beamed
that out, folks.
Jesus.
Right. Worked out in your mind.
He gets beamed to Jerusalem, not just anywhere in Israel.
Beamed? It is Jerusalem. Right,
yeah. Right. Not to some dance club in Tel Aviv.
No.
It's somewhere in Jerusalem.
That sounds very scientific to me. It's going to happen.
Where the four horsemen show up.
Mm-hmm. Got some running backs from Notre Dame back in the day, yeah.
And then boulders the size of refrigerators.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's all over the planet.
Oh, it's all over the planet, right.
Locusts, the size of refrigerators. Everything's the size of refrigerator.
That's a huge
Well,
locust.
There's different size refrigerators, so that makes perfect sense.
Imagine a locust being the size of a refrigerator.
If it's a mini fridge, I don't want to see a locust that big.
No, you're not.
Scare the hell out of me.
Right, the locusts are the size of a dorm room fridge.
There you go.
That's still a big locust.
That would still scare the hell out of me, man.
Yeah. I would still not be sticking around.
3-foot locust looking at me. That would suck.
Doctors worried about a yellow fever outbreak in South Florida. It's already killed hundreds in Brazil.
A restaurant?
That's what they call it. No, this is a disease.
Yeah, okay, let's go with the disease.
Not a new breakfast cereal or a new restaurant.
Is that different from malaria, or is that the same thing?
I'm guessing it is different.
How about curry fever, which we've all kind of recently got? Because Dr. Mina told us that's what it is.
Yeah. I think there's a cure.
They are similar.
And we got the cure.
Are they similar but not the same?
Similar but not the same.
They are mosquito. It's a mosquito-borne illness.
Yes. Yes. Yellow fever spread by mosquitoes, deadlier than the Zika.
Oh, small head deal.
They think that the yellow fever will spread to South Florida. But hopefully they're going to keep the mosquito population in check. So that does not happen. We'll see. The U.S. Supreme Court could rule as early as today on whether New Jersey can legalize sports betting. Right now, there's a federal ban on sports betting nationwide, with a few exceptions.
Like Vegas.
Right.
Like that, yeah.
So difficult.
And horse racing is still allowed. That's a sport.
So difficult to get a sports bet in.
I know. But they make a lot of money for Atlantic City.
Yeah, if it does happen, Major League Baseball, the NBA, reportedly trying to get integrity fees attached to every bet.
Oh, yeah, they want their nut, too.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Why not? They're providing the entertainment.
Exactly.
So we will see that soon. A new study has come out, and you might be stunned with this. Sit down.
I already am.
All right. Sit down. If you are not sitting, please do.
If I stood for this, it would suck.
Right. Should I kneel for this?
Yeah. You may need to. Yeah. Don't fall over.
Don't fall for it when he says that you got to kneel.
All right.
Nothing good happens after that.
Third time.
Hey, there's some good things that happen when I tell you that.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Is there a chance I might have to take a knee at some point during this story?
A new study. No, I hope not. I hope that you are safe. Just holding on so that you don't fall out of your chair. A new study shows that newer vehicles are safer than older vehicles.
We had to study this. Well, I guess just to find out.
How old are bad ones? Or just vehicles for wrecking purposes?
They're not bad. They're just
purposes,
better.
Or just...
It's better. Not bad. They're just better.
Right, yeah.
They released stats highlighting the added safety of newer vehicles compared with older vehicles. They found it in traffic crashes from 2012 to 2016, a higher percentage of passengers in older vehicles suffered fatal injuries. So we're talking the proportion of passengers fatally injured increased with the age of the vehicle, 55% for model years prior to 84 to 26% for vehicles built between 2013 and 2017. So it just makes perfect sense that the older vehicles are less safe than the newer vehicles, and they've come out with a new study to tell us that that is true. NHTSA has.
We kind of knew that.
Yeah, we figured that. That's the whole point of the whole deal.
Exactly.
Hasn't the motor vehicle...
They just do the study, they just release it. They shut around.
They just really...
You know, no, it's pretty obvious. Here's the study. Let's just say we said it.
I mean, the fatality rate continues to go down.
It does.
Does it not? Because, you know, we got airbags on both sides now.
Yes.
Yeah, all the automakers have been kind of focused on that for
put out the share the video of the drunk Packer fan driving down a highway in Milwaukee, just taking out light poles, up on the median with his wheels. It's a truck driver, a little truck, pickup truck looks like. But that's a drunk Packer fan there, just wiping out poles.
I think a lot more people wear their seat belts. That may help things.
Please. You said I read the other day, it's about four people were killed with no seat belts on.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah. Speaking of that, now, I know I made people paranoid for years by driving around a couple of times and checking to see if your garage door is still open when you leave for work. And I still do that, and I'm an idiot.
The thing that made them paranoid was you were driving around checking to see if other people had left their garage door open. And that's what kind of freaked them out.
Took me 4 hours to get to work. It sucked.
Right. And you'd knock on their doors and
but
say,
every time,
hey.
I still get emails. Screw you, Tyler. I'm driving around looking for
your garage door's open. And say, God damn it, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Go to work.
So ever since the advent of...
sleeping here.
Of keyless cars, you know, you just push the button. And as long as your car's in the vicinity, as long as your keys are inside the car, the button, the car stays on. And you can leave the car, and the car can still stay on without you don't hit the button. Ever since that advent, and I remember I've had two or three personal stories. My wife left it running. We walked into a restaurant with a couple we knew, and we come back out, and the car's just sitting there idling like an hour and a half later. I said, man, you got to turn that off. But my dad let a car, one of his rental car he was using up in New England, visiting with some with his relatives. Actually, took my nephews on a big road trip, and he left the thing running for like 2 hours and they were going somewhere. Well, people leave them running in the garage.
Yes.
And they die.
Yes.
I mean, you have a carbon monoxide detector inside that you might not die, but if you don't, you just close the garage door. So ever since my wife did that, I was also paranoid about that. Now I didn't bring this up on the air. But I always check the garage. If she shows up, if we're already in the house, and I'm the last person to lock up, I go in the garage. Doesn't matter how long we've been home, I go in the garage just for peace of mind.
Yep, just to listen.
And just to listen. Yeah. Sometimes I even feel the hood come, an idiot, because the hood's right there at the door. The hood's right there. I feel the hood, and I just read this article today. Like what, 2-3 dozen at least?
28 people have died. 45 others suffered injuries.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember.
So now, the only problem is if I'm in bed before she is and she's out somewhere,
she can kill you.
Well, now here's what happens. This is what I just for her own peace of mind. She'll come in the bedroom, and I'll say, "Just turn the car off." I could be totally sleeping. I'm awake. Just turn the car off. Yes, but she gets mad at me every time. But I know that she's thinking.
So you're just gonna start getting up and going?
No, I don't. I don't because I'm still too tired by then. I'm thinking that carbon monoxide detectors will kick in eventually. But still, it's dangerous, man.
Do you go in the garage and give your car a little hug before you go off to bed?
It's exhausting. There you go. Yeah. That was a joke there. Yeah, yeah.
No, I did that once.
You did it, right? Yeah.
Christy has. Well, she had. We no longer have this car, but it was a real quiet.
And by the way, before drinking and driving was uncool.
Yeah.
We all would have died. Of course, I didn't have a garage most of my life.
And I thought I had turned the car off, and I closed the garage door. And fortunately, I went out 10 minutes later to get something, probably to hug my truck before I went to bed.
Right.
And the car was still going.
Yeah.
I could have freaking killed all of us.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Idiot.
It's crazy, man. And I never liked that keyless option anyway. I never did. I thought it was something. I thought something was unnecessary because it's still the keys are still in the car.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
My key fob in my car still goes in. It's not an actual key, but it's a fob, and it turns the car. So when I turn it off, it comes out, and the car stops. But Becky's car, like a lot of cars, are keyless, you know? Well,
right.
Technically keyless, but the keys are in the car.
You just press a little button, and you just have
to have the keys are in the vicinity of the inside of the car, it starts. But it still runs when you leave.
That's the difference.
And cars are so, so quiet. When all of us started driving, they weren't quiet. you hear a car running across the street, you know?
Well, you would think that they would notice when the fob is gone.
Right. It should do something. It should turn off.
Because it won't.
It should turn off.
Yeah, something.
Yep.
I don't
After
know
a certain period of time.
What's the range on those fobs?
Well, once it leaves the room, if the fob has to be inside the car.
Okay.
I've noticed, I've tried to push the button. If Becky has the key and I'm driving, and she's still just starting to get in, it won't start until she's actually inside that cone
of
the vehicle.
So it's got to be in
Once you start it, you could leave anywhere, and it stays running.
But it's got to be in the confines of the vehicle.
Yeah, but once you have to push the button to turn it off, obviously.
It can't be 10, 15 feet away.
Now, your car, your truck doesn't have that, right?
Oh, no.
But your wife's car does, right, probably? Maybe it doesn't. She drives the same as me.
No, she's got. You got to put the key in.
Yeah, put the key in, all right.
and turn it.
See, I think the answer here is y'all just need to get like Fast and Furious performance exhaust so that it makes that noise, so you can hear it running.
Oh yeah, we're all getting headers, glass pack headers for our vehicles.
I was getting excited for a second when you said we're all getting headers. Who's coming in? Craig's looking at puss.
Not it.
Now he says
everybody's going to get. So there's a little cautionary tale. Drive back and see if your car is still running in your garage.
Right. Now.
I saw the headline this morning.
You have to worry about the garage door. You got to worry about whether the car's been turned off.
Jeez. Yeah, one will kill you.
So much to obsess about.
Right, it is.
I'm not kidding. There's a guy. There's a truck I drive by in my neighborhood. Who it's not only like jacked up like 9 feet off the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got an exhaust pipe on it the size of a bazooka.
Really? Okay.
I don't understand why that's necessary or what does that do? But
small
penis. Yeah. That's the only thing I can figure out.
Yeah. My stepson had that, but not anymore. Now he's got a sensible car.
Okay.
But he
I wasn't sure which way you were going.
I didn't want to say penis
or what.
He had the the glass pack headers. And
yes,
you could hear him going for a few blocks.
Yes,
glass pack.
I'm sure the neighbors
were so cool. Back
sure, the neighbors
day,
loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't really work for sneaking in after curfew.
At least you hear your car running though.
Yeah,
from the living room for sure. If it's in a garage.
I saw an article late last week about the FBI now has to deal with drones under the control of criminal groups. This past winter, even in a city in the United States, doesn't mention it, criminal suspects used drones against an FBI hostage rescue team to flush out the federal agents. During the incident, the drones made a series of high-speed, low passes at the agents trying to disrupt the rescue team's operation. The criminals not only used the drone swarm.
Drones?
Yeah, say drone swarm a lot.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to
try it. Drone swarm,
Drone swarm to rattle the rescue team, but also used it to conduct counter-surveillance. They had people fly their own drones up and put the footage to YouTube so that the guys who had cellular access could go to the YouTube site and pull down the video and see what the cops were doing. They were inside dealing with the hostage situation.
Crazy.
They could see what the cops were doing outside with the drones thanks to their other friends.
Technology.
Petey's a drone
evil.
Guy. Petey's a drone guy. I mean, I don't know if he wants to talk about it on the air, but he's not really a hobby thing. But he's working on some drone stuff now.
They say,
hang on here. We're finally going to get some answers from a question we asked on Friday. We assume
not everybody's getting headers.
We assume that every woman, since it takes so long for them to go to the bathroom, and since they go in groups, they go into the women's restroom and they undress each other.
You assumed it, and we agreed.
Right, and Deborah's here to...
Oh, dress each other? They just take their clothes off.
Oh, but... no, we got so far as that we're pretty sure. Since they have to go in groups, they undress each other. So Deborah is here to address that.
Go ahead, Deborah.
That's totally true.
Okay. We kind of figured.
That's the answer. All right. That's the answer we're looking for, man.
Figured that one out all by ourselves, did we?
Did you hear it on the podcast? Is that what you called now? You're behind or what?
Yes, I was behind. I heard it yesterday.
All right.
Yeah.
But I have a funny story, too, about being in the women's restroom. One New Year's Eve party I went to somewhere in Omaha at some bar, there was a lady in the restroom at the same time I was, and she was in the stall, and she said, "Hey, somebody out there?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Can you come help me with something?"
Uh-oh.
I said, "Sure." So she comes out. Well, she had one of those outfits that was a one-piece, so but it was pants.
Yeah.
So you had to, like, tie it at the neck. So when she went to the bathroom, she had to untie it and take the whole thing off, basically, down to the...
Down to her ankles.
Down to her ankles.
Yeah, so it was a big onesie kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she did.
And I don't think she had anything on underneath. So, yeah.
So she was completely...
She came out, yeah. And she... Yeah, so I did help her dress again before we left the restroom.
See, that's what you're thinking of. That sounds
not
sexy.
Not only do they undress each other, they dress each other. That's a whole other
level.
It's
totally true. All right. Good to know. We always wanted to know that.
We've never done that part.
Dressed each other?
For the confirmation there, Deborah.
Yeah, dress a woman.
Thank you. That sounds hot.
You haven't?
No, we're used to going the other way, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, but sometimes, yeah. Let me help you get dressed and get out.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
What? Lift up your feet. Let me put your panties on for you and get out of here.
Right.
I never put panties back on a chick.
He's a hopeless romantic, man.
Yeah. Not when you want them to get out of your house.
I never helped them. Were they that drunk they couldn't dress themselves? Probably.
Yeah. All right. Get dressed. I'll help you get dressed. Get out.
I might get your jacket for you. All right. Hey, we're all getting headers. For your vehicle, by the way.
Last pack.
For your vehicle.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.